This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. The pasuk in this week's parsha says Aser Ta'aser, a double lashon, which the Gemara in Tainis says teaches us Aser B'shvil Shetes Asher, give Miser in order that you will become wealthy. There is a promise from Hashem that being generous in tzedakah will bring you prosperity. The Arizal says that this is hinted in the word tzedakah. There is a traditional Hebrew letter substitution code known as Atbash, where each letter is replaced by its opposite in the Hebrew alphabet. The first letter is replaced by the last, and the second by the second to the last, and so on. Hence, Atbash, Aleph is substituted by a Tuf, and Beis by a Shin, and so on. If you take the word tzedakah, the tzaddik gets replaced by a hey, and the dalid by a kuf, the kuf by a dalid, and the hey by a tzaddik. So the word tzedakah becomes hey kuf dalid tzaddik, which is tzedakah backwards. Says the Arizal that this is a remez to aser b'shvil shetes asher. If you give tzedakah forward, the tzedakah will come right back to you. Tzedakah in atbash is tzedakah backwards, telling you that the tzedakah you give will come back to you, aser b'shvil shetes asher. I once heard another remez to aser b'shvil shetes asher, based on the pasuk in Kehelas that says, leif chacham liyamin, the heart of a wise person is to his right, veleif ksil is smile, and the heart of a foolish person is to his left. We know that the dot on top of the letter shin tells us if it's a shin or a sin. If it's to the right, it's a shin. If it's to the left, it's a sin. Leif Chacham, a wise person, when giving tzedakah, liyamin, look to the dot on the right, making it a shin. So in the word ayin shin reish, it spells oisher. This wise person does not look at the money he gave away to tzedakah, but rather the oisher he'll receive at the end. He looks to the right and looks at the shin and makes it oisher. However, leif ksil lismoil, the heart of the fool is to his left. He looks at the dot on the shin to the left, which makes it a sin, which makes the letters ayin sin reish into the word eser, 1/10. The fool only looks at the eser, the 10% that he gave away, and not the oisher that will come back to him later. There was once a story where a poor person came to Reb Lazer Gordon and asked Reb Lazer for tzedakah. And Reb Lazer responded, if you tell me a Dvar Torah, I'll give you what you want. And the Ani said, okay. The Gemara in Durham says, Ani chashav kemes. A poor person is like he's dead. And the Gemara also says, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. One has to honor what a mace says. So the Ani told Reb Lazer, I'm an Ani who is chashav kemes. And now you have to listen to me because mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. So if I'm asking you for tzedakah, you have to give me. Reb Lazer was impressed with the Dvar Torah, but he said there are two flaws in what you said. Firstly, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames is only to listen to the mace regarding what to do with the mace's own property and his own money, and not to listen to the mace regarding other people's money. Secondly, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames means that if the mace left instructions while he was still alive, what to do when he dies, we carry out his wishes. However, if you're an Ani who is chashav kemes now, there's no principle to be mekayim the divrei ames who's giving instructions when he is already dead. Therefore, based on these two questions, Ani chashav kemes and mitzvah lekayim divrei ames does not apply here and would not obligate me, says Reb Lazer, to give you tzedakah. Just to end off with another interesting gematria related to tzedakah, is that the Mishnah in Peah Perek Ches Mishnah Ches states, Mi sheyesh lo masayim zuz, one who possesses 200 zuz, lo yitol leket shikha upeya umaisa ani. He should not take leket shikha and peya and maisa ani, which means that if a person has 200 zuz, he's not eligible for tzedakah. However, if he has 199 zuz, then he's an ani and can take from the tzedakah. The gematria of tzedakah equals 199, teaching us that one who has 199 zuz is eligible for matnas aniyim.